Angus McDonald has been identified as the second long-term care resident in La Loche to die of the coronavirus this week. Health officials announced his death yesterday. On Sunday, Joseph Sylvester was the first COVID-19 death in La Loche. There are now 43 confirmed cases in La Loche and Clearwater River Dene Nation with three recoveries. More people are anticipated to recover. The village of Isle of Crosse is the latest northern community to limit travel during the pandemic. Starting tomorrow, Isle of Crosse will be restricting community access to essential services only. With infections in the English River First Nation, Beau Val, and an outbreak in the La Loche area, Mayor Dwayne Fable says it's important for the Northwest to limit travel between communities.
I think all Northwest communities are trying to slow the pace of traffic within all our communities. So I believe the entire Northwest side, we're all moving in the same direction, you know, just to try and keep our community members in place within our own communities and really try to tackle this coronavirus from that angle.
La Loche has also put in place a lockdown. The Lac La Ronge Indian Band is preparing for the worst-case scenario. Chief Tammy Cook-Searson says the band wants to be prepared if there is a COVID-19 outbreak. She says planning meetings are taking place each week with multiple health organizations. The band is putting many safety measures in place, such as alternative housing for self-isolation, having nurses work in one care home only, and ensuring there is extra staff if any nurse tests positive. Cook-Searson says many people are needed to keep everyone safe and healthy.
I'm really grateful for all the workers out there, everybody that's helping out, because it takes each and every one of us to make a difference in this pandemic that we're in.
There are currently 52 active cases of COVID-19 in northern Saskatchewan, and a check stop has been set up on Highway 2 south of La Ronge. That stop is located at the Besnard Corner. The Ministry of Environment Wildfire Management is currently manning the checkpoint. Wildfire Management would not comment on if there are more check stops or where they're placed. The Saskatchewan government announced Friday its plan to put check stops to the north in to help stop the spread of COVID-19. And the province is delaying phase one of the reopening of the economy in La Loche and Lloydminster. Lloydminster now has 13 cases of the coronavirus at its hospital. All of those cases in the border city involve patients and health care workers. The first stage of the province's plan to relax restrictions is to take effect on Monday. At that time, medical services like dental offices can begin seeing more patients. And with some businesses preparing for reopening, a number of people are concerned about what they'll do with their children. Saskatchewan was the first to come out with a plan, but provided no timeline for when child care centers could expand capacity and schools return. Carrie Knowles is a hairstylist in Regina, but she says right now her son's daycare is only accepting children of essential workers.
I can't open up my schedule and start accepting my guests to come in if I don't have a daycare for my son.
Knowles says some mothers may not be able to go back to work because they'll have to care for their kids. Parliament's budget watchdog says the federal deficit for the year will likely exceed $252 billion as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic.
The figure is an estimate based on the almost $146 billion in spending measures the government has announced to help cushion the economic blow from the pandemic, estimated declines in GDP, and the price of oil remaining well below previous expectations. Parliamentary Budget Officer Yves Giroux's report assumes the economy will shrink by 12% this year and help shoot the federal debt-to-GDP ratio to above 48%. The report out this morning says the debt ratio could keep rising if some of the emergency aid measures are extended or made permanent. Terry Pedro, The Canadian Press, Ottawa.
The former mayor of Winnipeg is joining the leadership race for the federal Green Party. Glenn Murray says he wants to push issues like a guaranteed livable income, better public transit, and more protections for the environment. Murray says he brings organizing skills to the party.
So yes, I think I bring fundraising. I bring a lot of political organizational experience. I bring some ability and knowledge on how to get elected. even when you're not the guy or gal that most people think is going to win.
Murray served as Winnipeg mayor from 1998 to 2004. Federal Defense Minister Harjit Sajjan says five people are missing after a CH-148 Cyclone helicopter crashed. The chopper went down off the coast of Greece and was flying a mission from HMCS Fredericton. A Canadian frigate was taking part in a NATO mission. Sajjan says what caused the chopper to go down isn't known at this time.
We can confirm the death of one member of the Royal Canadian Navy. Search efforts are still ongoing for the remaining five missing members. We have recovered the flight data and voice recorders from the helicopter. A Canadian Armed Forces flight safety team is departing today to begin their work to find answers for the families and loved ones.
Chief of Defense Staff General Jonathan Vance says the one sailor confirmed to have died was from Nova Scotia.